We're in Tzivot Shalom on the Parsha. Since this week's Parsha is Parsha Tachodesh, in addition to being by Yaakov Pekudei, we're going to learn the piece in the back of Sefer Shmot on Parsha Tachodesh, page Shin Chaf Bet, Parsha Tachodesh. Hachodesh Zalachem Rosh Chodashim Rishon Hulachem Lachodshei Hashana. What is this reading of the Parsha Tachodesh, where it tells us that when the Jews leave Mitzrayim, that the first mitzvah that they're given is that they should start making sure to be Mekadesh Tachodesh, and to count the months of the year, to record the months of the year. We have the mitzvah of Kiddush Tachodesh, the mitzvah of Ibur Shana. So he says, what is the sign of Kriyat Parsha Tachodesh? Why do we read this Shabbos? Kriyata parashat shkalim, shinana trumat bnei Yisrael, the korbanot shel kol hashana, shechat afilu bezmanazeh, meaning we have this, meaning all of the arba parashiot have some sort of relevance to our times. So when we read parashat shkalim, it's relevant to us as well, derech ha'avoda, because we still give machatzit shekel bezmanazeh, kedivrei ha-midrash tanchuma, shebekol shana v'shana, kishekorin parashat shkalim, kilu Moshe Rabbeinu omeid sham be'ota sha'a, v'zokef et roshan. It's as if every time when we read parashat shkalim, it's like Moshe Rabbeinu is coming counting us on that Shabbos of Parshat Shkalim. V'chein kriyat Parshat Zachor, and so too by Zachor, he mitzvah nitzchit l'mechot et shorash hara shalom aleik, that it's an eternal mitzvah to wipe out on every level, whether it be literally externally, which we don't have bizman hazeh, or internally, to wipe out Amalek. U'parashat para inyana l'ter yudi, and the goal of Parshat Para, or we have the Sreifata Para, the Para Adumah, which is meant to be Mitzahir B'nei Yisrael from Tumat Meit. So the idea is to create a reality of Tahora by Klal Yisrael in preparation for Pesach. D'bizman hazeh she'in eifer para b'fo'al, al yidi Kriyat Parshat Para b'Torah ma'aleh alav akatuv kiilu kimua. That when a person reads Parshat Para, it's as if a person fulfilled the action of being purified from the Parah Aduma, from Tumat Meit, and has brought themselves to a place of purity for, again, to come into Pesach. Uklashon Yerushalmi, Shemagdinin Parshat Para lefi shehi taharatan shel kol Yisrael, that we even move up the Parsha of Para to make sure that we retire Klal Yisrael. Ve'alderasa yishlamar et inyanei shel kriyat Parshat HaChodesh shemashmauta merachat davarat Hashem. So if we assume that there's some level, meaning not necessarily practically, he's saying alderach avoda, meaning an internal avoda, that in Shkalim it's to reflect on the reality that it's like Moshe Rabbeinu coming and counting all of us within the context of Klal Yisrael. That we come to Parshat Zachor, we're removing our reality of Amalek. When we come to Parshat Para, we're coming to a place where we're trying to be Tahir through the Kriya. What happens when we're reading Parshat HaChodesh? When we read the Pasuk, HaChodesh Zalachem Rosh Chodashim Yishon Alachem Lachodshei Hashana. This is Rosh Chodesh for you. What's the internal avoda that's happening through the reading of Parshat HaChodesh? Odish Lamor Al HaDikdukim Parashah. We also have to actually look at the words of the Parashah itself. Ma Dichtiv B'Tchilat HaParashah V'Yomar Hashem V'Gomer Be'eretz Mitzrayim L'Shema Ne'amar Shehi HaDibor Be'eretz Mitzrayim. What is the preface by saying that God spoke to Moshe in Mitzrayim and gave him this mitzvah? Ha'ein Derech HaTorah L'Chtov B'Chol Parashah Be'ezo Makom Ne'amrah. Normally doesn't tell us where a mitzvah is giving it. Why is it emphasizing that the mitzvah of HaChodesh was given in Mitzrayim? Od Tzarich Be'or Kifal HaLashon HaChodesh Zelachem Rosh Chodashim. The doubling of the language. HaChodesh HaZelachem Rosh Chodashim Rishon Olachem L'Chodshei Hashana. This constant emphasis. Motive means the same thing. It's the Rosh Chodesh for you, and it's the beginning of the Rosh Chodesh view for all of the year. It seems to be basically the same thing. Gam lama kafel bet pamim lachem. Why does it emphasize twice lachem? Hachodesh lachem Rosh Chodeshim mishon hu lachem lechodshei hashana. Uvereish parashat bereishit katav Rashi shehachodesh lachem Rosh Chodeshim hu mitzvah rishonah shnitzvu baYisrael. Rashi points out in the beginning of his first comment on the entire Torah that the first mitzvah that's given to Klal Yisrael is the mitzvah of Hachodesh. He asked the question there, why don't we start the Torah from the first mitzvah that's given to Klal Yisrael? Which we've answered in many forums, including in the Midrashah. You've been to many of them. In that shiur on Asita Yashar V'Tov B'nei Hashem. But he says, there must be a very deep kavana here. There we talked about why the Torah has to start from Bereishit. What he's saying here is either way, meaning kilu fine, there is obviously a reason to start with Bereishit, that's why you have Parshat Bereishit all the way to Parshat Bo. But that doesn't change the fact that what is the first mitzvah that's given to Klal Yisrael? Kiddush HaChodesh, HaChodesh Zelachem. And so in and of itself, fine, so we didn't start the Torah from there, but there is another question that still lies behind that, which is, why is this the core origin mitzvah for all of Klal Yisrael? Why is this the first mitzvah that's given to Klal Yisrael? Which we also talked about in the Midrashah, in Parshat Bo, right? V'yish Lomar, so now we're getting to the answers. Next page, Shin Chaf Gimel. V'yish Lomar, Alpima Amar, Tzadikim, Ala Pasu, HaChodesh Zelachem, Rosh Chodashim, Rishonu Lachem Lachodshi HaShana, the Meshach HaShana Yish Harbe Zmanei Hitchadshut, Bahem Yachol Yudi Litchadesh Kibriah Chadasha. That there are many times over the course of the year, there are times of Hitchadshut, where a Jew is able to reinvent themselves, to remake themselves as an entirely new Briah, as an entirely new creation. Kol HaShabbatot VaMoadim SheNoadu LeKach SheYudi Yeshuvu BaHem LeShorsho. All of the Shabbatot, all of the Moadim, their goal is that a person should be able to come back to their source. Achen HaChodesh ZeLachem Rosh Chodashim. But this is Rosh Chodashim, meaning what? HaHitchadshut SheLachodesh HaZeh He Rosh LeChol HaHitchadshuyot. That the newness, the reality of Hitchadshut, we're not going to keep saying newness, but the in Hebrew it's Hitchadshut. The reality of Hitchadshut in Klal Yisrael, it's all coming through, the source of it, the Rosh of all of the Hitchadshuyot, that is this Rosh Chodesh, that's this Parasha, and that's this Rosh Chodesh of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rishonu lachem lechodshei hashana, Chodesh Nisan besugal biyoter lehitchadshut yoter mikol zmanei hitchadshut shebashana. That the opportunity, the greatest opportunity for hitchadshut in the entire cycle of the year, more than Shabbatot, more than all of the holidays, the greatest potential for hitchadshut in the reality of time is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Bo Yehudi Mesugal Litchadesh Afilu Binyanim Hakashim Yoter Shebekol HaShana Eino Mashliach Behem. That's where the opportunity lies for a person to be Mitchadesh him or herself more so than any other time in anything that they want, to reach a place of Hatzlacha, to be successful in reinventing themselves at that time of the year. Inana Yitchadshut Hu Koach Miyuchad Shnitan LeYisrael. This concept of Yitchadshut is a unique quality that's only given to Klal Yisrael. Shebekol HaMatzavim Yachol Yehudi Litchadesh Kebriah Chadasha. That no matter what situation a Jew is in, they can always be Mitchadesh themselves, reinvent themselves, bring themselves to a place of newness. Ukemamar Chazal HaChodesh Lachem Lachem V'lo LeGoyim. This is unique to Klal Yisrael, this reality of Yitchadshut. Shagoyim Monim Lachama V'Yisrael Monim LeLevana. Because the Jews count by the moon. We exist within a reality of time that's structured by the moon. The entire world starts from Tishrei with a new year based on the cycle of the sun. But we're told that despite the fact that the cycle of the year according to the sun starts in Tishrei, the exact opposite side of the year, 6 months later, comes Nisan, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, despite the fact that yes, you live within the context of a solar year, the unique aspect that's given over to Klal Yisrael is that you also live within the reality of the lunar cycle of the year. And even though it's diametrically opposed to that, and literally it's placed on the opposite side of the year, 6 months later in Nisan, the way that you live within time according to the months, according to the moon, that starts from Nisan. And there's a reality of time that we live in according to the sun starts in Tishrei, and a reality of time that starts with the moon that starts in Nisan. And what's unique to us? HaChodesh Elachem Rosh Chodashim. The concept of Hitchadshut that comes from living within the cycle of the moon that's unique to Klal Yisrael, that happens only in Nisan. Now later on in history, there is another nation that came along and also counts by the moon, and that is
Muslims.
The Muslims. And it's interesting that the two dominant monotheistic religions, aside from Judaism, one counts by the sun, and one counts by the moon. And that there's still this unique aspect of Klal Yisrael, that to my knowledge, Klal Yisrael is the only nation, the only reality, the only one to reflect a reality of both. That's why the year follows the Christian calendar, and we go in that cycle. But if you take a look at the Muslim calendar, so what always travels around the year that's noticeable? On their calendar.
Ramadan.
That's why it could appear wherever it is. There's no intent on lining up the lunar and the solar cycles. So Ramadan just bounces around the year. We intentionally go out of our way to line up those two, to draw those two together. There's a lot of very deep hashkafa about that. Where is the time in the year, by the way, that we do line those two up, that we do bring those two together? So why do we have an Adar Sheni? Because we need Nisan to line up. That's why Adar can be doubled. Because we have in the Pasuk, it says, it refers to Nisan as Chodesh Ha'aviv, which is a contradiction in terms. What does Chodesh mean? Maza Aviv?
Spring.
What does the cycle of the seasons go by? The sun. The seasons go by the sun. So the concept of Chodesh Ha'aviv is a contradiction in terms. And to maintain a reality which the Torah is expressing to us through Chodesh Ha'aviv, that it needs to be, that everything, in Judaism, everything is soaked with meaning, everything lines up. And since Pesach is all about Hitchadshut and newness and birth and new life and coming in to be a new nation and reaching new and coming to a whole new place, then it's required that those two line up in such a way that should we start to shift away from that, we are given the koach through this mitzvah of Ibor Shana to add another Adar, to make sure that Nisan is always in Chodesh Aviv, is always in the springtime. Because the natural cycle of the year, and the months, and the seasons, and the Parshiot, and the Chagim, everything has to line up perfectly because everything is soaked in meaning and everything is overlaid beautifully with each other. And because, coming back to our point, because we also live within the cycle of the moon and that reality is given to us and the first people who it's given to is to us, is in this context is the first mitzvah. We're told that that's unique to us, that we have this power of Hitchatshut. Shelech Ora. Tzarich Beor Lama Be'emet Asa Hashem Kacha Shekol HaOlam Monin L'Seder Mahalicha Chama V'Yisrael Monin Levana. Because why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it that the whole world counts by the sun, but only Klal Yisrael also counts by the moon? What's being hinted at this is the fact that the sun has no chidushim, has no change. The sun will always rise in the east, and it will always set in the west. It will always rise in the morning, it will always set in the evening. It will always look exactly the same day in and day out. The cycle of the shana is a cycle that is continuous. It's uninterrupted. There's no newness. You could fall asleep at the wheel and the sun would keep going through it, and that's why the shana is the same lashon as shena, to sleep. There's no newness to it. There's no hitchatshut. It's just a repetitive cycle. Mishnayot, we just go over again and again and again. Shinaim, teeth, we go over and we chew again and again and again. It's the repetitive cycle of the year which has no newness and no change to it. The uniqueness of the moon is the hitchatshut. It's the comparison between chodesh and shana. Tamid haya b'matzav kavua ve'eino mishtaneh le'olam. That is consistently in the same reality. Acha levana mitzuya tamid b'matzav shel shinoi v'hitchatshut. But this moon is always in a reality of changing, in a reality of hitchatshut. It's always waxing or waning, but it's never the same 2 days in a row. Yesh ba hitchatshut katnut b'chol yom v'chol sha'a. It has a reality of getting smaller each day towards the end of the month. Shebechol yitiv b'matzav shinoi miyuchad. That in each time it's in a new way. V'af yom eino domen l'chaviro. Like we said, no day is like the previous day. V'yesh hitchatshut hagdola b'chol chodesh. And there's the hitchatshut of getting greater in every single month, in the first half of the month. Sheba zman ha'levana mitpa'et ba mitpa'et ad shemagia le'efes ha'gamor bilchinat v'yimash ha'choshech v'achar kach shuv chozer mitchadesh or levana. That it gets to the point where it's total darkness, where the sun, where the moon totally disappears, and then it comes to new life again and begins to grow. And this is why we as Jews count by the moon. We go through the cycle of the year according to the moon. Our Rosh Chodesh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodesh Yashna. Time as it uniquely applies to us. We also live under the cycle of the sun. But time as it uniquely applies to us, that's in the cycle of the moon. That we're always in the reality of Hitchatshut. That every single moment in the life of a Jew is unique in and of itself. We always have the opportunity to make ourselves new, to start fresh. And even in those moments when we reach utter darkness, where there seems to be no hope, there seems to be no light in our lives, what living in a reality of the moon promises us, we have that reality of being able to count like the moon. That not to worry, that even though we're in a reality of darkness now, it just means that we're about to come back to a place where we're able to build up the light once again. But everybody else counts by the sun. And they don't have this reality of Hitchatshut, and they're able to fall into utter despair because they don't have this connectivity to Hitchatshut. The alderech garin shezorim ba'aretz sheino matchil itzmoach el acharei shemarkiv v'adai nishpo kusta dechiyuta az rega hatzmicha. Very beautifully, he says, I don't know from an agricultural perspective if it's true. I assume that it's true if he says that it's true. That evidently when you plant a seed in the ground, that the seed is detached from its source of life, from the fruit, that when the seed goes into the ground, the seed actually begins to die. And in the moment right before the death of that seed, that's when the new life sprouts out from the seed. This concept of hitchatshut, that in the moment of darkness, that in the moment of seeming ending, that's where new life has the ability to spring forth.
V'zeu ha'efresh ben yudi la'akum, sheyudi b'si shifluto, yesh bo chelek eloka mimal, that a Jew, when they get to the lowest point, they still have that chelek eloka mimal inside, that piece of godliness inside of them. V'anitos ha'kadosha hazeh eno mistalek minu, and that spark of kedusha is always inside of us. V'alyidei ha'kusa d'chiyut, and that little spark of life that stays there, just like inside of that seed, chozer mitchadesh kabriya chadasha, that allows us to come back anew. Mash enken ha'akum she'en bo nitzot kadosh, harei Hirkavon mitpashet bikulo ve'no yechol itchadesh. That by a non-Jew, it could be that they're not able to meet mitchadesh because they don't have that aspect of kedusha, that nitzos of kedusha that's always keeping them moving forward.
Ukemo dichtiv asher hachilot limpol lefanav lotuchalo kinafol tipol lefanav. I don't know what that's referring to. V'zeu achodesh lachem ve'lo lagoyim sherak liyisrael yeshet kol hachadshut, that we have uniquely this aspect of hitchadshut. Next paragraph. From this we can explain that which Rashi says. That we were supposed to start the Torah, that it would have been proper, before he gives his explanation, that there certainly is a hava mina, that it would have been appropriate to start the Torah with the first mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael, the mitzvah of Achodesh Zelachem. Why?
Mashmaut mitzvah rishona, hi sheyesh ba ma'ala v'chashivut miyuchedet v'mishum kach nivchera liyot rishona mikol teraga mitzvot.
Meaning the fact that Rashi is pointing out here is not just that it should have started with the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael, but if this is the first mitzvah that's given to Klal Yisrael, that implies, that shows that it actually is proper for the Torah to be able to start there, because it must hold a unique place within the context of all of the mitzvot of Klal Yisrael, between the whole reality of Klal Yisrael. If that's the first mitzvah that they're given, not only could the Torah start there because it's the first mitzvah, but because in that it's the first mitzvah that shows its chashivut, its uniqueness.
V'ainu mishum shebemitzvat achodesh zelachem tamun inyan ha'itchadshut shel Yisrael monin levana,
that because within this mitzvah it shows that we as Klal Yisrael are able to renew ourselves constantly, and that's why we count by the moon.
Shebematzav shel itchadshut mit matmedet bechol eit v'chol sha'ah,
that we're always in a reality of itchadshut in every single moment of every single day. That no matter what situation a Jew is in, and even if it's pure darkness, we have in our potential to become, to be mitchadesh, and to be a bria chadasha, to be born anew.
When a non-Jew falls, they don't have the same koch, they don't have the mitzvah of Chodesh Lachem, they don't have the Torah and Kedusha to stand on to be able to help assist them to get back to a place of Yitchadshut.
That the uniqueness of us being given the mitzvah of Achodesh Lachem means that we uniquely have this aspect, no matter how far we fall, we can always come back.
We count by the moon. That
even we don't see a single spark of light,
that we hold on to our emuna,
and we know that we're eventually going to meet Chadesh. We're going to come about anew.
Just like in the future, we're going to come out and we'll be able to shine with our brightness as well.
And whether we make small mistakes or lo aleinu, we make big mistakes, tamid yachol lachzor lichadesh, we can always come back.
That's
why it would have been proper, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had wanted it that way, to start the Torah from HaKadosh Lachem.
Because this concept of Hitchadshut is the greatest thing that we have.
It's the foundation of the entire Torah, of all the Tariag Mitzvot.
We can always reinvent ourselves. Meaning, this inyan is
it's helping to define who and what we are. That we're born as a Jewish people, that one is that we are always meant to constantly be in flux. We're constantly meant to change. We're constantly meant to grow. It's not that it accidentally happens in life that sometimes we have ups and sometimes we have downs. In life, we are meant to have ups and downs. As part of being born into the Jewish people, it means that we're born in the image of the moon, and we're meant to have points of tremendous heights. We're meant to have points where we feel our own growth. We're meant to have points where we feel like we're achieving great heights. And we're also meant to have times where we feel that we've fallen from those heights. And we experience the pain of that.
And we experience that distance. But we have to have the knowledge that because we're in the image of the moon, if we're feeling like we're becoming more distant, or if we feel like we're in the darkest of places, we can always come back. It builds in a reality of tshuva for Klal Yisrael. The fact that we can always come back, we can always become fresh, we can always become new, we can always leave ourselves behind. In fact, it's one of the understandings of tshuva in and of itself. You know, first of all, ask, how does tshuva work? If I do something wrong and then I do tshuva, it doesn't change the fact that I did something wrong. I still should be punished. Negative things still should happen to me. What does tshuva do? And one of the explanations of what tshuva is that what happens when I do tshuva is that I come and I say, I can't believe that I could have done such a thing. I can't believe that I did this chait. I can't believe I did this avir. I can't believe I'm so far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at that moment, I have the choice. I have the choice of hitchadshut. I have the choice to be a briyah chadasha. I have the choice to say, I choose to leave myself behind. And to look at myself from a distance. And to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that person who I was, who's now over there, that's not me anymore. That's not me. And yes, he deserves to be punished. Yes, she deserves to be punished. But I'm not that person anymore. I went through a process of hitchadshut. I'm somebody totally different. And therefore, it's not shayach to me anymore. That chait is not shayach to me anymore. That punishment is not shayach to me anymore. I've totally changed my whole essence. I've changed who I am. I deserve a whole new reality based on who I am and where I am right now. Right? And that's why, and when we talk about these things in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that we read the parsha, it's been a long time. We're at the end of Shemot. Going back to Bereshit. Avram. Yishmael. That we read the parsha of Yishmael. That we read it to emphasize that even though Yishmael is going to be one of the greatest destructive forces against Klal Yisrael and Bizman Hazeh in the world, he's judged by Asher Husham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm looking at you all right now. Who is Yishmael choosing to be at this moment? Where is he right now? That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at us as well. That's how we define who we are. Am I who I am? Who do I choose to be in this moment? And we can constantly are given the opportunity not to pretend that we're somebody else. Not to fake that we're somebody else. God doesn't get tricked when we think in our minds, oh, I'm going to pretend that I'm somebody else and hopefully he won't punish me. We are legitimately in being Klal Yisrael and being born through a reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rosh Chodashim by given the reality of the potential for Chidush. We're given the tools that if we choose, we can choose to actually become whoever we want to be. The pasuk in Kohelet says, "Ein chadash tachat hashemesh." There's no chiddush. There's nothing new under the sun. Why is there nothing new under the sun? Because the sun is the repetitive cycle of the year. The vadai, there's no chadash tachat hashemesh. The shemesh is exactly the same. Says Chazal. Chazal say about that line. From there we learn, aval yesh chidush lemala min hashemesh. If you go beyond the sun, if you're not limited, if you're not an akum, if you're not an oved kochavim mahalot, and you don't just look and look up to the stars and the sun and the sky into the celestial bodies, and you see that which is beyond, and you know that we're connected, we know that we're connected to a chelek elokim ma'al, and we choose to dig deeper to our supernal source that's beyond the celestial bodies, that is the Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. Yesh charash lemala min hashemesh. Then we can have chidush, and that's what we're given with the chodesh lechem rosh chodashim. Huh? The El and the Mi. Yeah, 100%. Tov. We're going through all of Midrashan once here. Yeah, but that's we have the capacity for it. It's a beautiful understanding that pasuk, Ein charash tachat hashemesh, that it's bidiyuk, it's intentionally tachat hashemesh, as opposed to tachat halevana. Let's go for the paragraph. The bottom of Shin Chaf Gimel. That's a few lines. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu natan la'am ha'nifchar mo'adim uzmanim b'chdei sh'yodi yitchadesh behem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to his chosen people times, unique times in the year, that a Jew is able to mitchadesh. B'chol chag yish mashma'ut miyuchedet shel yitchadshut. In every single holiday, there's a unique aspect of yitchadshut. Sh'al zeh mivakshim v'asiyenu Hashem Elokeinu et berkat mo'adecha. That's why we scream out, we cry out in Shemona Esrei on the mo'adim. This is the line from Shemona Esrei. V'asiyenu Hashem Elokeinu et berkat mo'adecha. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to load us up with the bracha of this mo'ed, the bracha of this chag. Birkat ha-mo'ed miyuchedet l'chol chag l'chadesh bo. That we have a unique bracha on every chag, that we're able to mitchadesh on that chag. There's the unique aspect that comes out on that holiday that allows us to come to a place of newness in a different aspect on each chag. V'achodesh elachem rosh chodashim. But this aspect of achodesh elachem, which we're reading this week and which comes into the beginning of Chodesh Nisan, hu rosh v'rishon lechol zmanei ha'itchadshut, is the beginning of all aspects of itchadshut shel hashana. V'gadol mikulam, is the greatest of all. U'kemamar chazal, as chazal say, b'nisan nigalu, u'v'nisan niga atitin nigael. That in Nisan we were redeemed and we are destined to be redeemed once again in Nisan. Sha'achodesh hazeh, asher bo nigalu, uvo atidin lihigael, mesugal itchadshut kibriya chadasha, b'madriga gdola b'yotir mikol zmanei itchadshut. That this has the aspect of itchadshut that we can really come out anew. Mikol achagim v'azmanim shebmeshach hashana, as opposed to all the times in the year. Right? It's an incredible thing that we go from, if you think about it, that we go from, this is a little bit off topic, but it's Purim, so it's allowed, is that we go from Purim to Pesach. It doesn't make any sense. What is the most unique aspect of Pesach in terms of its place? What do we always talk about that Pesach is? It's a nace? Nistar. Right, it's a hid miracle. Nace Nistar.
Purim.
Oh, so you're right and I'm wrong. Thank you. Thank you for correcting me. She's on your side. I feel like I'm outnumbered. That it's a nes nistar on Purim. It's a nes nistar. That the fact that we go from Purim, which is a nes nistar, to Pesach, which is the greatest nes nigla that there is, how is that possible? And the way that's understood, one example of how that plays out is based on this Gemara, is that it has to be, meaning we go across the cycle of the Jewish year, and we go from the greatest point of greatest light, from the original Geulah, to the place of greatest darkness. In the cycle of history, that's where we are. We're in the deepest parts of exile, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to be the farthest. And it's from that place, just like Purim gives rise to the greatest Geulah that there is, the entire wiping out of Amalek, and the total salvation of all of Klal Yisrael from utter destruction, and that brings them to Geulah, that's what leads to the second Geulah of Pesach. Meaning when we succeed in Purim, we bring about Pesach. When we succeed in Purim, we bring about the ultimate Geulah, we bring about that second Nisan, that second Pesach, that Atidin Lihigael. That's why one leads into the other. That's one of the secrets of why, one layer of meaning of why, when we do have an Ibor Shana, when we do have two Adars, when do we celebrate Purim? And Adar Sheni, why? Because Purim, that's one of the hints of the fact that Purim needs to lead to Nisan, that Purim needs to lead to that second Pesach, and that without Purim we can't get there. The Geulah comes from the experience of what Purim is about. And that's why the second Geulah is going to come about, that complete hidchatshut, that whole new reality of God completely revealing himself. That we can go from total nistar to total nigle. That's a complete 180. Where does the koach from that come from? HaChodesh Elachem Rosh Chodashim. Rishon Elachem Rosh Chodashim. It comes from that power of hidchatshut. Ukemo sha'atara madgisha, Shadibor hazeh be'eretz Mitzrayim, that this dibor came out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Shabiotam Eretz Mitzrayim, while they were in Eretz Mitzrayim, b'siach hashkut, that when they were in the greatest darkness in Mitzrayim, shikuim b'Mitzrayim, ervata aretz makorat tumah, they were in this place of Mitzrayim, which was full of arayos and full of tumah. Sham ne'emra lahem mitzvata yitchadshut. That's where they're given the mitzvah yitchadshut, and in fact, they're given the mitzvah of HaKodesh Lechem. You know where in Parshat Bo they're given it? Where in the process of Yitzis Mitzrayim are they given the mitzvah of yitchadshut? Of HaKodesh Lechem. When? What do you mean by Makat Bechorot?
Right before it happens.
Yes. Right, says Eliora, says the Torah, right? Right, literally, right before Makat Bechorot. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and says, I'm about to bring you into a state of Geulah. I'm about to bring you birth to give birth to you as a nation. Before that happens, I first need to give you this mitzvah. Because this mitzvah is literally what gives us the koach to be able to be born on the contrasting background of Mitzrayim as a nation that is totally different from them. To mitchadesh kenegdam. The koach to be Klal Yisrael against the tum'ah of the world, and the deepest tum'ah that there ever was, which is the tum'ah of Mitzrayim, that comes from this mitzvah. Or else give it to Klal Yisrael when they're already Klal Yisrael. Give it to them after they're born. They have to be the first mitzvah they get while they're walking in the desert on day 2 of Nisan. Or I guess technically on day 16 of Nisan, right? Give it to them on day 2 of being a people. Why give it to them before they even leave? Because their whole koach to become a nation, their whole koach of being mitchadesh keneged Mitzrayim, comes from this mitzvah. It's a prerequisite to Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'zeh umro HaKodesh Lechem Rosh Chodashim. And that's what it means when it says that this Chodesh is HaKodesh Lechem Rosh Chodashim. Shesgulat ha'itchadshut kibriyach hadashah sheish b'Chodesh hazeh ain kemotah b'chol shenah. We don't have anything like this any other time during the year. V'chazar v'amar od, rishon hu lachem l'chodshi ha'shana, that is the first for you of all of the months of the year. Shelo tamar shekoach ha'yitchadshut nitan rak l'kalut Yisrael. Tells that this isn't just given to Klal Yisrael. El l'chol yehudi v'yudi nitan koach yitchadshut ligael mimitzukat nafsho. Meaning, Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chodshi Hasna, it's given to us, it's re-emphasized that it's each and every one of us, that every single Jew, each and every single Jew, not just Klal Yisrael, has the potential to be mitchadesh, and to experience Geula from any situation they may find themselves in. And just like we dive into a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu should have rachmanas on us, and to take us out of our own galut, and to bring my heart, to arouse my heart, to come back to ba'ahavan, in love. When a Jew is in the worst stage of galut, when we feel the most beaten down, we feel the farthest from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, when we feel like internally we're living in Eretz Mitzrayim. To bring me to a place of Geula. This allows us to come to a place of Geula. As Chazal say, every single generation, a Jew has to see themselves like they left Mitzrayim. It wasn't just for that generation. For all generations to come. This is where our koach of Yitchadshut comes from, and we have to live it. This is the month where we can be Mitchadesh in any way that we choose. This is the month, as opposed to Adar and the darkness in Purim, right? The way that the psukim are, my Rav Amos very beautifully contrasts the following two psukim, as opposed to the pasuk in Megillat Esther, where Mordechai says to Esther, "Im hacharish tacharishi ba'et hazot, revach v'yitzula yamod liyudim makom acher." If you're silent at this time, you're going to lose your place in the scope of human history. If you're silent now, you don't go to Achashverosh. Meaning now is the time for action. Purim is the time where we take action to our own hands. Contrasting that to when we're standing by the sea, by Yitziat Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, Moshe says the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe is saying to Bnei Israel, Hashem Yilachem Lachem, God will fight for you. You don't have to do anything now. This is God's time to take care of you. Hashem Yilachem Lachem, Va'atem Tacharishun. You be silent. You be silent. Here is a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing us to himself to us, and all of the gates are open. Pesach is a time where all of the gates are open. We can ask for anything. It's a time that's so bright that the Sfarim say that it has a that it's a nighttime, Pesach night, Seder night, it's a nighttime that has a reality of a day. That's why we can say Hallel. At that time where all of the gates are open and everything is clear, we have a choice. We can be whoever we want to be. We can say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be this, I want to reach these heights, this is who I want to be. But we can ask, we can recreate ourselves in the Hitchadshut of Nisan, on Seder night. We can literally reinvent ourselves to be whoever it is that we want to be. Totally jumping the gun, but one has to also be careful on the flip side of that. Because what happens right after Pesach is over, what stage of the year are we in? Sfirat HaOmer, which is the exact opposite. Then on Pesach, we have the opportunity, Pesach, which means to skip over. According to the deeper Sfarim, it means we can skip over levels in Avodat Hashem. We can strive for whatever we want. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us a taste of that level, of that closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what happens right after Pesach? HaKadosh Baruch Hu closes those gates. We have to be careful because we fall flat on our face. And then we're given Sfirat HaOmer, and whatever it is that we ask for on Pesach, and whatever it is that we achieve on Pesach, we then, the only way that it becomes meaningful is if we then painstakingly, step by step, number by number, day by day, then do the grueling work of earning what we wanted to be and making that who we are. The opportunity for Yitchadshut is there in Nisan, the opportunity for Yitchadshut is there on Pesach. And then Sfirat HaOmer, we have to actually go through the process that's like the moon. It doesn't go from nothing to full overnight. Day by day, it increases stage by stage, it becomes whatever it wants if it works to earn it and become that which it strives to be. But we're at time, so we'll stop here. Sorry, it was a little bit shorter. But it's an incredible koach that's being given here, and it's an incredible thing to emphasize. That again, as Jews, we all have moments of darkness in our lives. We all do, and we're meant to have moments of darkness in our lives. It's part of what the world is about. Just like the moon waxes and wanes, so too are our lives meant to wax and wane. But the chizuk that we have is then those moments of darkness, one, to know that the waxing will come, to know that the moon will begin to get fuller, to know that the light will come, that will be able to pull ourselves out.
and to know that at any moment, it doesn't just go by the cycle of the moon, that the koach of Yitchatshut is given to us, that at any moment, if we choose to let go of who we were and to be something else, that we want to reinvent ourselves, we want to change who we are and be different, better, Ovdei Hashem, in any way, to let go of whatever we want, whatever baggage we may have, to let go of whatever mistakes we may have made. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before He even made us a nation, gave us the power of Yitchatshut. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before He created the world, before He created the entirety of the world, one of the things He created before the Bria was Tshuva. Same concept. That they both proceed. They're built inherently into the system. That we have this koach of Yitchatshut. B'shat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the clarity to be able to understand the koach that we have, the gift that we have in the koach of Yitchatshut, to take in, which most people are just going to skip over and not pay attention to breathe in this beautiful Kriyat HaTorah that we have, the koach of the Kriyat HaTorah of Parsha HaChodesh that we're going to be reading this Shabbos. After Vayakal, after Pekudei, stay awake, stay focused, and listen to Parsha HaChodesh. Let the words penetrate your soul, as it gives us the koach of Yitchatshut to be what we need to be who we want to be Klal Yisrael, to leave our Mitzrayim behind, and to be the Jew that we want to be, Bezrat Hashem, both individually and as a Jewish people, to reach that Atidin Lehigael. Shkoach, everybody.